Representative Chris Pappas, he's the congressman, 1st Congressional District, and he is a Democrat running for re-election, but he's out there busy doing everything from having, there's actually a pretty interesting story. He joined a Senate Veterans Affairs Committee field hearing in Manchester on veterans' access to care and out there on some health care issues. Representative Pappas joins us, GMI Studios. How are you?
Hi, Jack. Doing well. Great to be with you.
You know, there's so much happening, and I don't know about you, but I know you live in the same world. I was thinking about our interview this morning, and I honestly was like, I just didn't know where I wanted to go or talk about. And I'm thinking, you know, I want to ask you a human question, because you're from Manchester. You grew up in the area. You ran for Congress. You had a great family business, great family. I've heard nothing but good about your family. You know, you really seem to, you know, like what you do. But what about the environment in Washington? It just seems that things are just so divisive all the time. Does it in me doing the show sometimes when I have newsmakers on, everything is so political. If I talk about one thing, you'll have people on social media make it political when you just talk about, like, for example, healthcare or whatever. The environment in which you're running for re-election, how do you assess it when you go out to events and talk to people? What matters to them? What are they asking you? I don't want to get into the talking, but I want to know what people are talking and asking you about. Is it inflationary? Is it, what is it? Because this environment is so politically divisive these days that it's getting fatiguing.
Yeah, Jack, I think your observation is right on about the state of politics in this country. And to a large extent, I think things in Washington make that worse and add fuel to the fire. And, you know, that's why as I go about my work and I'm down here, we're going to be chairing a hearing on veterans issues today. You've got to find those areas of commonality. And, you know, I think the people of New Hampshire aren't asking for the moon. They're just looking for things to get a little bit better and for us to be trying to find ways to work together and address the problems of this nation. And so whether that's, you know, the issues around inflation and gas prices today, you know, we can't solve this with a stroke of a pen, but there are steps we can take to be moving in the right direction, like suspending the gas tax, which is something I'm continuing to push for. And, you know, I think we've got to stress those issues where we can come together, whether it's supporting small mm-hmm. businesses, addressing the addiction crisis, finding ways to support our veterans. So that's a lot of the feedback that I get from folks across New Hampshire. You know, people here tend to be pretty common sense minded and practical. We need a lot more of that in Washington, but, you know, I do find that on the Veterans Committee in particular,
right.
You know, when you walk through that door of the committee room, you do it as an American first, and
yeah.
The political issues tend to fall by the wayside. We need more of that. And so today we're actually going to be talking about an issue that our committee's been investigating. I chair the Investigation Subcommittee for VA, and there are these actors out there, these companies, that are ripping off our veterans. Mm-hmm. They're charging them thousands of dollars. They're unaccredited from VA, and they're taking away benefits that these veterans have earned.
I'm sorry to interrupt, yep. Congressman. What are they charging them for? What kind of services?
So VA accredits, you know, attorneys and veteran service organizations that can assist our veterans with filing for claims,
mm-hmm.
Filing for benefits through VA,
mm-hmm.
benefits that they've earned for a range of things through their service. But there are some actors that aren't accredited and are not approved by VA and are actually obtaining the bank account information of veterans through unsavory practices, are able to log into their VA accounts, you know, they're charging these veterans just exorbitant fees for services that are provided for free by our great veteran service organizations and others who do this work to assist veterans who need to get connected to care or connected to benefits.
Right.
So, you know, this is one thing that we're working on today that I hope will, you know, shine a light on a problem. But I think there are lots of areas where we can find ways to work together and deliver results. And that's what I hear most from folks in New Hampshire. They want to see things happening in a positive direction.
Well, thank you for the work on veterans. I want to go back to just my thematic start on this, just about Washington, because I do think it's a problem for people, and regardless of your politics or if you're independent. And I'm wondering, because this, you've been now in Washington, this would be, you're running for, you know, what, your third term?
Yeah, I've been here a little over 3 years, so running for my third term.
Okay, so when you get into Washington, I'm just curious, as a member of Congress from New Hampshire, what I've noticed recently is you seem to, and I've seen this with Senator Hassan seem to be breaking away a little bit from the current administration on a few issues, namely this Title 42 at the border. You've raised concerns, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And a little bit on energy. I think with inflationary pressures, I noticed you came out and said, you know, maybe in a, and right away your Republican critics say, oh, Pappas, you know, he voted this way. And you hear this all the time and voters get confused. So regardless of your party, when you go to Washington, is part of the problem in Congress, it's hard to be a little more independent, even if you're a Democrat or a Republican, because leadership, you know, you always hear this, the speaker, regardless of who the speaker is. It's hard to sort of represent your state independent. Do you find it, is that a tug of war for you at times?
Well, look, there's no doubt that there have been times during my time in Congress where I've made a lot of people in my party unhappy with votes that I've taken and statements that I've made and decisions that I've made in my role. But I think you've got to be willing to do that. You know, you've got to be willing to be listening to folks in New Hampshire and trying to get it right. And so there's absolutely, a lot of political pressure to stick with your party or to not challenge, what's coming out of the administration. But, you know, I think being from New Hampshire, we know how to question authority. And we know that the answer is usually found somewhere in the middle. And, I think we need more of that pragmatic right. perspective. And we also need a process here that will accommodate rank-and-file members to get their bills to the floor, get votes on things that are wildly popular. You know, one of the most frustrating things about Washington is the difficulty in translating popular ideas that are out there among the people of New Hampshire, the American people, into progress legislatively in Washington because there are a lot of roadblocks and obstacles in the way.
Let me ask you this. You've been involved in running a family business on the hospitality side for many years. You know what a small, it's actually not that small of a business, but your family business pretty well known in the state's largest city. And you look at, you know a little bit about the economy and the consumer side. So do you think you should tell constituents now that we should be worried about going into a recession right now, hyperinflation, most we've seen in 40 plus years, Fed's raising interest rates quickly to kind of, which is going to quell consumer spending and borrowing. And inflation seems to be sticking around through the end of the year. Food prices, energy prices. Are you worried as someone who knows business and is representing the First District that we could in New Hampshire see a recessionary economy, you know, between now and the end of the year? Or do you think it's not going to happen, not that bad?
Well, I'm deeply concerned about the economic pressures that small businesses and families are facing right now. And that has to continue to be front and center in our legislative actions over the next few months. We've got to make sure that Main Street and our families can continue to thrive and make it in this economy. I think we've got to take the full view of where we've been over the last couple of years. I mean, at the beginning of this pandemic, things were shut down. Many small businesses in particular didn't know whether they were going to be able to keep their doors open. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we've got vibrant downtowns right now, we're near full employment, I think are very positive signs for this economy. We want to make sure people are working and that small businesses are doing well. But that is, challenged by the inflationary pressures that we see. So we've got to make sure that we're addressing those with supply chain modernization and continuing some of the work that we've done to allow more people to get their, commercial driver's licenses and make sure our ports are resilient and are processing the goods that we need to keep our economy moving forward. So those are some of the things that we've been working on, and we have to continue to, open those supply chains up if we're going to make sure that our economy will continue to be moving in the right direction.
Representative Chris Pappas on Good Morning Hampshire. Before we let you go, Representative, a week ago Tuesday, President Biden came in the later afternoon to the Port Authority in Portsmouth. I'm not sure because I wasn't there. Did you go to that?
I was there. Okay. Yeah, I greeted him at the airport with the right. governor and the rest of the delegation, and we talked a little bit about infrastructure.
Right. And he was talking about infrastructure there. But one of the questions, and I wasn't there, was someone asked because it was topical. The president was asked by a reporter. We don't have to play the clip, J-Dog. I'll paraphrase the congressman. In the light of the federal judge in Florida's ruling that the CDC overstepped its bounds on the mask mandate for air travel, she lifted that, and now it's voluntary. We had Ted Kitchenson, the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, just on live, saying he's noticed that about 70-30 is the ratio now that it's up to the individual of wearing a mask or not. 70% no, 30% yes. My question is, the president answered the question, I thought, very truthfully, saying it's up to them. You know, it's up to people. Let them decide. Let them decide what's best for them. And I think that's a good answer. But the White House dialed that back, went to the CDC, DOJ appealed that ruling, and they want to overturn that judge's decision. Do you think the mask wearing for air travel, airports, you know, federal air travel on airplanes should continue to be optional, up to the individual, or back to mandatory, depending on this appeal?
Yeah, I think it should be optional. And I think we're at a new stage of this pandemic. And the vaccines are out there. People can take them and should take them if they haven't yet. And look, if people want to continue to wear a mask on a plane, I saw people doing that on my flight down here to D.C. on Monday. That's absolutely appropriate. But I don't think there should be any mandate at this stage of the game where we are with infection rates and the kind of disease that the particular virus that's out there right now is causing. We have come a long way. And I think we're at the point where mandates don't make sense right now. And look, I've challenged this administration in the past. I mean, they wanted to put in place a mandate on private businesses to see people vaccinated. There was a lot of concern whether or not that was going to disrupt economic activity on Main Street and really take things in the wrong direction for New Hampshire's economy. We pushed back against that, and I'm glad that didn't go into effect. We've got to manage COVID. And we can do it in a sensible way without a mandate for something like masks for air travel.
Well, again, in this environment, I appreciate the discussion, and I hope Washington could get to more civil, open discussion on issues. Representative Pappas, good luck on the Veterans Affairs Committee hearing today. I appreciate with the field hearing what you're doing on for veterans, and we'll get you back for an update on that and more. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire, on this Wednesday. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.